Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Pfeiffer, talking certified Angus beef in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're talking today with John Pfeiffer, who is the chairman here in 2016 of the Certified Angus Beef Program. And John, let's talk a little bit about what CAB is. CAB has been around for, 37, 38 years now, started by a small group of cattle producers. Tell me about, you know, the startings of CAB and really what was tried to accomplish, was, you know, what you wanted to accomplish at that particular time.
The initial starting of CAB was by the American Angus Association, and they realized that at that time there had been a change in the choice grade, and they'd actually lowered where it was, and that the eating experience that people were getting out of the choice grade was not the same quality of what, or same satisfaction it had been in the past. And we realized that there was a place for premium beef. So one of our regional managers, a gentleman by the name of Mick Colvin, was the one that got approval from the board, began to start that process. They had went to a meat professor there at Ohio State University, settled on 10 specifications that it had to meet to become that. And then they actually applied to USDA and got the program approved. And it began, actually it started in his house, in his garage is where it began to work out of. There were numerous times along the way that the program was just about shut down because it took a long time to get footing. It took a long time to get certified. And the interesting thing about it is Certified Angus Beef has never owned any cattle. They don't own a packing plant. What they own is a marketing idea that they continue to push, and we've never actually even owned any of the meat. And so from this humble beginnings, it eventually grew, and then we had a few more employees to now today where we employ over 110 people.
The CAB is one of the very early branded beef programs, and everybody pretty well agrees it is the gold standard.
Yes, it was probably one of the first, and actually we've even changed those 10 criteria that we started with. They have altered some over time because there were things that we do to increase the supply, and as carcass quality has changed, we have reached a point that we needed to take larger carcasses because the animals are a lot larger than they were in 1978 when we started. And we realized there needed to be some change in fat thickness. When the industry began to trim fat off of carcasses, then it began possible for us to take some yield grade fours where we initially wouldn't have. And so there's been those changes that have occurred. It is the gold standard, but what makes it the gold standard is the fact that the marbling that's in that meat is what creates the best flavor and the best eating experience, and that's what's made it the gold standard of quality of beef as we went through there.
The 10 standards or the 10 criteria that you've developed over the years, that also has given you kind of a leg up in that it does provide some of that consistency of an eating experience to consumers.
Yes, it does. And those standards are very, very strict standards. They're scientifically based standards. They just weren't standards that would arbitrarily pick. There had been a lot of research done through Ohio State University and Kansas State University and even some at Oklahoma State where they had went through and they had determined that these are the factors that would provide the best eating experience. And so they were based. So initially the program was set up on those standards, and that's why it's been as successful as it has. But it's taken a long time to do. And today we're actually even working on the major maybe adding some things and beginning to look at tenderness of beef more than what we have in the past to make sure that there's like maybe one in every 100 carcasses that won't be as tender when we work with Certified Angus Beef, but it's something that we want to do away with that one carcass that could create a bad eating experience.
Oklahoma Angus breeder John Pfeiffer, current board chairman of Certified Angus Beef, just concluding their 39th year and selling 1 billion pounds worldwide. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 21st on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,000 head to sell, 3,700 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves, and 2,900 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.